and Granny, then. I believe that's our ring.
I know this, Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, yesterday, Abner's dog, Old Blue, returned home pretty bedraggled and with his paws covered with red clay. Dick Huddleston and Grandpappy Spears, because of the red clay in the hills surrounding Pine Ridge, took this as a clue that Lum and Abner were lost somewhere in the mountains, and immediately they organized two searching parties. As we look in on the old fellows, we find them still entombed in the abandoned silver mine. Both of them are beginning to suffer from the strain of their imprisonment. Listen.
The worst part I hate, Elizabeth, is leaving you little Pearl. Sort of extra bad, too, with little Pearl being over in France summer. Just wish she could be at home with you. I hope she grows up to be as fine a woman as her mama is. Neither one of you ever will know how much I cared for you. Don't reckon I showed it lots of times. If I had it all to do over again, I would, though. I know there's things that I could have did for you that I never done.
Is that you talking, Abner?
Huh?
Who are you talking to?
Nobody. I just... Nothing.
I reckon I was dreaming. I thought I heard you talking to Elizabeth.
Oh. Well, I was, sort of.
How long have I been asleep, anyway?
Oh, a smart while, huh?
How are you feeling?
About the same, I reckon. Still awful weak.
Here, let me feel your forehead.
Well, I'm all right, Mom.
Here, wait a minute. Hold still.
Have I got any fevers?
Is there any water left in that hat?
No, I drunk the last of it a little bit ago, Mom. Weren't but just a little in there. I'm so thirsty.
Expect I better crawl back down the tunnel and fetch another hatful.
Well, here, I'll go with you, Lum, if I can get up.
No, there. No, now, you lay back down there, Abner. I can get it.
I just don't like the idea of you going back down in that tunnel by yourself that way.
By myself? For goodness sake, nothing's going to bother me. That wildcat's just as scared of me as I am of him. Now, lay down there, Abner. You don't want to be stirring around. You've got fever.
Fever?
Yeah, appears you have, Abner. We'll put some cool water on your head and see if that won't cool you off. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Well, Grandpap, you might as well go on home, I guess, and get some sleep. No use hanging around the store here.
No, I can't sleep now, Richard. I just keep thinking about Abner and old Lum. Just wish we could get some trace of them. If we could have found out where they was last night, we was out there in the hills. Get away, Blue. Get away, dog. Get.
Yeah, we'll go out there again today, Grandpaps, quick as we get some more fellas together. Maybe that other bunch has found some trace of them.
Yeah, they sure staying out long enough.
Yeah, well, of course, that might be a good sign, you know. Tell you, with Cedric leading them, why, they might do some good. I don't believe there's anybody around here that knows those hills better than Cedric does.
Yeah, that's one thing you'll have to say for that boy. Blue, I told you to get away. Go on now, get. Come on, this dog Abner's a nuisance.
Yeah, I know he's been hanging around here ever since I got back. I just sort of hate to run him off. Yeah, lay down, Blue. Go on. Get out of the way now.
I reckon he's just lonesome for Abner. Keeps pulling on my britches leg here.
Yeah. Been doing that to everybody that comes in the store. I guess he just wants to be petted, lonesome, you know.
Yeah. Pretty fine old dog, ain't you, Blue? Yes, sir. Abner sure thought the world of you. What do you want, old boy? What is it? Here, now. Leave that britches leg alone. Don't be pulling on my clothes now. I won't have nothing to do with you.
By Jack's grandpap, look at old Squire coming up out there. He so stove up and tramping over the hills last night, he can't hardly navigate. Okay.
Well, he ain't used to that kind of walking, I don't reckon. Yeah, I thought for a while there last night we was going to have to carry him back to town.
Yeah, I guess we all got pretty tired. We must have walked a good 30 miles there.
Yeah. Yeah, come in, Squire.
Yeah, what's the matter with you there, Squire? You look all stove up.
Well, I'll tell you, man, I never was so sore and stiff in all my life.
Just can't take it, huh?
Oh, I guess not, Grandpap. I couldn't hardly get up out of bed this morning. Yeah, let me sit down here. Oh, my.
I know just how you feel.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Lum and Abner are not in any part of those mountains that we were in last night. I know that.
Oh, no, we covered that ground awful close there. We believe we missed a foot of it.
No, I know we didn't, Grandpap.
Squire, you don't know whether any of that other searching party's got back yet or not, do you?
Well, no, I haven't seen any of them, Dick. They're still out, huh?
Yeah, I just kind of got a feeling that they've got some trace of them by them staying out this long.
Jiminy, I hope so. Special for Elizabeth's sake.
Yeah.
Swan, I feel so sorrowful for Abner's woman, I don't know what to do, hardly. Come by there a while ago. She's taking it awful hard.
Yeah, sure. I haven't seen her today, but the wife was over there and spent the night with her last night. Said she was awful to her poor, naturally.
Well, I went by there to try to console her, but I don't think I helped none. Look, the dog's took up with Squire now.
Here, get away. Get away from here. Whose dog is this, anyway?
That's Abner's dog. That's old Blue. One of the best varmint dogs in this part of the country. He's an extra.
Yeah, here, Blue. Blue, lay down now. Come on, lay down. Get out of the way.
He's going to tear somebody's clothes pulling on him anyway. Look at that.
Wait a minute. Ain't that Cedric coming across the road over yonder?
Yeah, I believe it is, Grandpap. They're back.
Well, yep. Good. Maybe he's got some good news.
Who all were with that other bunch anyway, Dick?
Well, I don't know who all, Squire. It's 15 or 20 of them. Well, Foster and Emmett Goshen, Ari Hodgkin.
Oh, they was old Red McLeod was along with them. Haphazard and Sid Martin, a whole gang of them.
Yeah, they were. Hello, Cedric. When'd you get in?
Oh, we just got back.
Did you find any trace of them?
No, Mom. Did you tell us?
No, we didn't, Cedric. We were kind of hoping that you fellas might have found something since you've been gone so long.
No, Mom. They're not back there east of town, I'll guarantee you that.
East of town?
Yes, Mom. We covered every foot of that ground. Spread out about a quarter of a mile apart and went clean over Eagle Mountain, down through Hogjaw Valley, and circle around up there over that by that old silver mine, and then over Baldy Ridge, and come out by that Pin Oak Flats down there by Eli White's place.
Well, say, you did cover a lot of ground, didn't you?
Yeah, never seen no signs of no kind, huh?
No, Mom, we sure never.
Oh, man, I hate to hear that. I just had a hunch that you fellas are going to find some trace of them up there.
Well, we ain't quitting yet. We ain't done looking. We figured we'd come in and eat and rest a while and then strike out again.
Well, I don't know, Cedric. I just don't think there's much use.
Mom?
I mean, in looking up in the mountains, leastways.
Yeah, you're right there, Richard. Cedric and his bunch covered all the hills to the east, and we combed everything to the west.
Yeah. I'm just afraid that red clay that old Blue had on his paws there was a bad steer. He must have got that someplace else besides up in the mountains after all.
Well, whereabouts do you reckon he got it, Ken?
Well, I don't know, Grandpap.
Whereabouts do you think we ought to start searching next, Mr. Dick?
Well, I don't know that either, Cedric. All I know is as far as ever finding him up there in the hills, we just might as well give up.
Just give up.
How does that feel, Amber? Does your head feel any cooler?
Yeah, I believe so. I'm all right, Mom.
It ought to be running your fever down, cold as this water is. I didn't tell you, Abner, but you had a right smart of a fever there.
Yeah, well, I sort of figured I did. I just never wanted to say nothing about it, so.
Yeah. Tell me honest now, how do you feel?
Well, I'm feeling better. Honest I am, Mom. I just quit worrying about me.
What you need, Abner, is nourishment. Something to eat.
Oh.
I'm glad now we saved that can of sardines. Or part of it, anyway. And there's a good handful of crackers left, too.
No, I ain't hungry now, though.
Yeah, but you need it, Abby. You gotta eat. I'm gonna get the stuff out here, and we'll eat it all. Don't that sound good to you? We'll have us a regular banquet. Yes, sir. Just me and you, Abner, a banquet.
No, Mama. You better save them for yourself.
Now, don't talk that way, Abner. They're half yours.
Oh, yeah, but...
We may as well eat them and enjoy them while we can. Sardines and crackers. Hot dog. What could be better? Here you are, Abner.
No, you go ahead. You eat them, Mom. Might give you strength enough to hold out till somebody can get you out of here.
Just to be honest, Abner, I don't think we're going to get out. As far as anybody ever finds us up here, we might as well give up that idea right now. Just give it.